Tonight's shiur is in memory of the mother of Arturo Stern, Chana Reisel Bas Chaim Yosef Yeshua Cohen, and the Sarah Golda Bas Moshe David. So we're continuing about themes, about brachos, and we've been focusing primarily this year on which brachos are the Araisa, which brachos are the Rabbanon. So the last couple of weeks we spoke about the brachos on food, and we highlighted the difference between Berachas HaMazon after one eats, which is obviously a Daraisa, but not always, depending on whether one is full, whether it's not full, whether one is eating bread, whether it's eating other kinds of foods. And in contrast to Bracha before food, which according to most poskim was only Midrabanan, one lone exception, as we spoke a little bit about last week. But now we're moving out of the realm of Brachas on food into the realm of Brachas on mitzvos, or related mitzvos. And the first one we're going to discuss is Berachas HaTorah. The bracha that relates to the mitzvah of learning Torah, is this a bracha that has a source in a Torah, or is this also only a mitzvah in the Rabbanan? So the sugi begins with the first of the Ma'amar Kamos, and Masechas Brachas, Nachaf Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara asks, "Minayin lebirchas haTorah lefanav min haTorah?" How do you know that birchas haTorah before learning Torah is in fact a din min haTorah? And in fact, the context of the sugya is in the same context as Birchas HaMazon. Just a moment earlier, the Gemara had asked, how do you know that Birchas HaMazon after eating is Daraisa? So the Gemara's question seems to be very, very serious. That minayin lebirchas haTorah min haTorah? It's really a din min haTorah. Shenema ki sheim Hashem ekra ha'vagodol lekenu. So the Pesukim described that before Moshe Rabbeinu begins to utter the words of Torah, before he speaks the words of Hazinu, so ki sheim Hashem ekra, so he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he praises HaKadosh Baruch ha'vagodol lekenu. So from here the Gemara derives that one is required to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before reciting words of Torah. So the question is, just how literal should we take this Gemara in terms of, does the Gemara really truly mean this is a mitzvah min haTorah? Or perhaps the Gemara means this is more of like an asmachta, more of a hint, more of an allusion, more of a mitzvah min derabbanan that just as maybe perhaps alluded to in the Chumash, but it's not a real bona fide mitzvah min haTorah. So although the Gemara does use the phrase min haTorah, that did lead some Rishonim to that conclusion, the Ramban, the Sefer Chinuch, and others, who concluded that the Gemara really truly means it, that Birchas haTorah is actually a mitzvah min daraisa, there are others, such as the Rambam and other Rishonim, who say no, that the Lashon Gemara was a little bit lav dafka. Really, this bracha before learning Torah is really only midrabbanan. The only bracha that's absolutely midaraisa is Birchas HaMazon itself. So just as we've been speaking about over the last several weeks, every time we raise the question whether a particular bracha is deraisa or derabbanan, so we raise the question about Birchas HaMazon, and we raise the question about alamichya, we raise the question about bracha before reading, we always ask the next question, well, ma'anaf kamina, what's the difference, who cares? Whether it's deraisa, whether it's derabbanan, we're Torah observant Jews, we're Shem Torah, we're going to do everything. Deraisa is derabbanan. Why do we care whether a particular bracha is deraisa or not? So we keep on coming back to the same nafkamina. The nafkamina is, what about tzvekas? If a person isn't sure that they recited a certain bracha, is it appropriate, are they obligated to repeat the bracha, or would it be inappropriate to repeat the bracha? So if that particular bracha is a deraisa, then we would say safi deraisa l'chumra, and all sfeikas that didn't be natari, you have to go l'chumra, you have to be machmir. If it would only be midirabanan, then we would say sfeika derabanan l'kula, you wouldn't be required to recite the bracha over again. Whenever we say you're not required, then the corollary is not only you're not required, you're not supposed to. Because, let's say, if you have a suffix, whether you read the Megillah or not, you want to read the Megillah again, no one's going to stop you. Are you obligated to? Maybe not. But to make a bracha again be suffix, so then you're playing around with fire because you're opening up the possibility of a bracha levatola, which would be more of a serious prohibition. So if a given bracha is a deraisa, then you have no choice. Suffix deraisa, l'chum, you have to make the bracha over again. But if the bracha is on a midirabanan, then it's better not to make the bracha. So what is Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah deraisa? Is Birchas HaTorah derabanan nafkamina? The person all of a sudden realizes, 10 o'clock in the morning, doesn't remember. Did he say Birchas HaTorah or not? Should he say it again or not?
So certain brachas, if you have a suffix, so you have a hesek of das, and then you can make another bracha and you solve the problem.
Well, not necessarily, because then you're opening up a new possibility called the bracha shen etzricha. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to set up a situation to make a new bracha if it's not absolutely necessary. So we're going to have to wait for that. That's a whole other sugya. So what's the status of Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah deraisa derabanan? So if we take a look at the second of the Ma'amar Kamos, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph, the first statement of the Mishnah Berurah about Birchas HaTorah, he refers you to the Sheges Aryeh. Ayin b'Sheges Aryeh Siman Chav Dalet. The Masik Shebirchas HaTorah hu min haTorah. The Sheges Aryeh discusses the question at length, and he comes to the conclusion that we hold Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. V'lochein im nistapik lo imbiach Birchas HaTorah chozu mevarech. If a person is not sure whether they recited Birchas HaTorah, they would be required as a suffix deraisa to repeat it. However, umikom makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, keiven shu lo suffik lo yivarech ala Birchas HaShebach Harbanu. So comes the Bishabura, quotes the name of the Shagas Aryeh. If a person has a suffix, whether he said Brichas Torah, yes, it's true, we're going to insist that you have to repeat the bracha, but which bracha are you going to repeat? Or how many of the brachas are you going to repeat? So the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Brichas Torah every day is a combination of either two or three brachas. I say two or three because it's unclear whether the first bracha ends lasak with the Vesora, that's the end, finished, and then Harivna is a new bracha. Well, the Harivna is just a continuation of the first bracha, which culminates with Hamlamet Oli Am Yisrael. That's a shal in the Rishonim. Is it two brachas or three brachas? But it's clear, says the Shagas Aryeh, that even if you hold that Brichas Torah is deraisa, there's no reason in the world min haTorah why you have to make more than one bracha. Even if there's a din min haTorah kishem Hashem hekra, that means you have to be mevarach something. You have to praise Hashem one way. You don't have to praise Hashem 15 times. So you only have to say one lashon shemach, one lashon bracha. The fact that we recite multiple Brichas Torahs, two or perhaps even three, that's for sure only midrabanan. So says the Shagas Aryeh, if you have a suffix, you're not sure whether you said Brichas Torah, so you have to cover yourself on the deraisa level. So you have to repeat the bracha, min haTorah. But there's no need to repeat the other brachas, because the other brachas are for sure only midrabanan. So you have a strange psak. So if I would ask you, do you repeat Brichas Torah if you're not sure? The answer is, well, it depends what you mean by repeating. You do repeat one bracha, but not all the brachas. So now the question becomes, well, which bracha should you repeat? Should you repeat misafek asher bachar banu? Maybe you should choose the first one, maybe the middle one. So the Shagas Aryeh refers to the Gemara in Brachas, which says that out of all the brachas of Torah, asher bachar banu is the best. That's the highest. That's the me'ula shem brachas. That's the all-encompassing bracha. Asher kiddushanu just says, it's a mitzvah to learn Torah nice. Asher bachar banu is like praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Asher bachar banu is such a beautiful bracha. So the Gemara actually coins the phrase that's the me'ula shem brachas. So this is the psak of the Shagas Aryeh that he's basically siding with those Rishonim, like the Ramban and others, that brachas of Torah is deraisa. But he's chiseling it down a little bit by saying, don't say all of them, because all of them is a little bit too risky. But then the Mishnah Berurah continues. The Ayin B'Shari Tshuva Shehevi B'Shem Tzas Achronim Disovrim the Misofik Lo Yachsov Yevarech. So he quotes other Achronim who say, no, that it's better not to repeat the Bracha, because maybe the Rambam is right. That Brichas HaTorah is Derabbanan, therefore Sofik would be Lekula. Uve'emes Kashim Ha'od L'Smoch Aleim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very hard to rely on those Shitas, that it's only Derabbanan, therefore forget it. The Harbi Rishonim, Halohem HaRamban VeAchinuch VeHarashba. The Mishnah Berurah just rattles off a group of Rishonim who are of the opinion Seivrim Brichas HaTorah Min HaTorah. VeYadua SheOnesh MiSheEinu Mevarach HaTorah Gadol MiYod. The Mishnah Berurah refers to the Gemara Maseches Nedarim that speaks in very, very harsh terms for somebody who is not careful about Brichas HaTorah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says we're really, really in a bind. On the one hand, we really want to repeat the bracha because we're really nervous that it may be a deraisa. On the other hand, we're not quite sure that it's a deraisa, so we're a little bit in a pickle. So what do you do? So comes the Mishnah Berurah and continues. Ach, im niska zel achar ha-tfila, shekva birech birchas ava rabba. What if a person realizes at 11 o'clock in the morning that he's not sure that he make birchas Torah? Well, the good news is, hopefully he already davened shacharis. By davening shacharis, he already said ava rabba. So me'ikar hadin, ava rabba can actually double as a birchas Torah. So even though normally in order for Avar Rabba to double as a Birchas HaTorah, one is supposed to learn after davening is over, but he didn't quite get around to that. Maybe the Avar could still rely on Avar Rabba. Or if somehow he could find somebody else to recite the bracha on his behalf to be motzi him, that would be even greater. So the Mishnah Berurah, you could see the Mishnah Berurah struggling with this halacha. On the one hand, he doesn't want to let you get off scot-free and say, oh, don't make a bracha, it's okay, it's only Rabbanan. On the other hand, he's looking for every possibility, every kunz to try to avoid making too many unnecessary brachas. So maybe one bracha is good enough. And maybe that's better, maybe Avar Rabba is better than that. And maybe find somebody else who hasn't made the bracha yet to be mitzi. He's bending over backwards, trying to find the kunz, not to get involved with this suffering brachas. But when all the dust settles, if you're really, really stuck, and there's no one around, and you have no other choice, no other option, so then just make the bracha, at least make one bracha, Shabbach Habano, because in that heart of hearts, we're really concerned the Birchas HaTorah may be deraisa. But then, if you go skip down to the end of the Mishnah Berurah, the second line from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Ubirchas HaTorah betzibur l'kul yama derabbanu mishum kovet hatzibur sheik v'abirch b'shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when am I concerned that Birchas HaTorah is a shalva deraisa? That's the first Birchas HaTorah of the day. What if a person, I said Birchas HaTorah already, and now it's time for laning, and I'm getting an aliyah. So I'm going to get up and make almost the identical bracha, Shebach Harbanu. So anyone's going to tell me, that's a deraisa? Nah, that's for sure, derabbanan. So why do we make that bracha altogether? So Tosfos writes, Mishum kavod hatzibur. means I was already yaitze Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah I said 6 o'clock in the morning before I started learning Daf Yomi. Now I come to Shacharis, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I get an Aliyah and I make another Birchas HaTorah. That's the Rabbanon, because we're having a new kind of Libur HaTorah. That's a Libur HaTorah of the Tzibur, Mishum Kovet HaTzibur, as an honor and respect to the Tzibur's learning, we make a new Bracha. But a Derais, it's not going to be. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this last line as if everybody agrees to it. But it's not 100% true. There are some who disagree, and it could be even the Rishalmi disagrees. The Rishalmi seems to say that the Birchas HaTorah that we recite during Kriyas HaTorah is actually a Deraisa. Why is that? Because whereas some of the Rishalmi say Birchas HaTorah is always Deraisa, and other Rishalmi say Birchas HaTorah is always Midrabanan, the Rishalmi seems to have a compromise view that Birchas HaTorah Betzibor is Deraisa. Why? Well, the original source was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klai Yisrael together, and he taught them the Vritar, he taught them Hazinu, and he made a bracha, Kishem Hashem Ekra. So the Rishalmi says that when you have a Birchas HaTorah, a Tzibur Dika learning, that's a Deraisa. When you have Birchas HaTorah for a Yachid, that's only Midrabanan. So it comes out the Rishalmi is almost the opposite of what we say. We say that the first bracha you make in the morning, that may be Deraisa. That's possible, that's a Deraisa. The bracha before laning, yeah, that's for sure only Midrabanan. The Rishalmi seems to say, V'nafechu. But the first bracha in the morning, yeah, that's only derabanan because it's only a yachid. When you make a bracha before laying, that becomes a deraisa. Is there any nafkamin ladina? At the end of the day, everyone's making the same brachas. Whether you follow the Rishalmi, you follow us. At the end of the day, everyone's making a bracha in the morning. And everyone's, whoever gets an aliyah is making a bracha later in the day. So is there any difference whether we're labeling the first deraisa or the second deraisa? So there is a tshuva of the Netziv who discusses the following shaila. What's the din if a tzibur wants to get together just one fine day, no special occasion, and open up a Sefer Torah and start to lane? Is there anything okay? Is there anything wrong with that? Is there any problem with that? So if you're not going to make a bracha, what could be wrong? So you have 10 people together, they open up Parshas Toldos, and they start to read in the middle of Tuesday afternoon. What could possibly be wrong? So it says that it's not so simple. According to the way we paskin, the way the Bavli seems to say, the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that the Birchas HaTorah in the morning is Deraisa, and Birchas HaTorah before laning is onamid derabbanan, then we have no problems. We made a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we're home free. Elohat, we're taking out a Sefer Torah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and laning, but we're not going to make a bracha on that because it's not a tekanas l'chacham to lane. So whenever I'm not accomplishing anything, I'm not being yotzi anything, I'm not going to make, obviously the chacham didn't institute to make such a bracha. So there's no reason to make a bracha, there's no reason to make a bracha, so there's nothing wrong. Why not? You can learn out of a Sefer Torah, what's the big deal? But according to the Rishalmi, we're in a little bit of a bind, because according to the Rishalmi, the Birchas HaTorah that we made at 8 o'clock in the morning wasn't really min HaTorah, because it wasn't a limud b'tzibur. The only time we become chayav min HaTorah to recite a bracha is when you have a limud b'tzibur. So if you choose to get 10 people together at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and lane Pashas Kisavo, then you're required min HaTorah to recite a Birchas HaTorah. So if you would really, truly follow the Rishalmi, then you could recite the Birchas HaTorah. But in the back of our minds, or maybe in the front of our minds, we're concerned about the Bavli. According to the Bavli, the way conventional wisdom, the way we paskin, that the bracha before laning is only midirabanan, so there is no need to make such a bracha. It would be a bracha levatolah to make such a bracha. So we mamish put ourselves into a position that we can't get out of. If you take a Sefer Torah out of the context of a formal takanas chum of laning, you're asking for trouble, says the Netziv. To lane without a bracha, according to the Rishalmi, is a bitul mitzvah deraisa Birchas HaTorah. To lane with a bracha is a vade bracha levatolah, according to the way we paskin. Says the Rishalmi, what do you gain? It says that it's if you're losing more than you're gaining. You think it's such a great idea to take a Sefer Torah and you'll get together and lane with 25 people. Terrible idea, says the Netziv, because you just put yourself into a pickle that you can't get out of. To make a bracha is a bracha levatolah, according to the Bavli. To not make a bracha is a bitul mitzvah deraisa Birchas HaTorah, according to the Rishalmi. It's better not to take out the Sefer Torah. It's better not to lane altogether. So that's why the Netziv was opposed to the practice that used to exist. In some places may still have the practice. When they would have Achnasa Sefer Torah, they would actually lane the last few psukim together. They would have a whole Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Sunday afternoon. They would take out a Sefer Torah and start to lane the last few psukim of Azos HaBracha. So the Netziv writes in the Shuvah, you shouldn't do that, because doing that opens yourself up for the Machlokes, the Bavli, and the Rishalmi. So the Emes says that the Mishnah Berurah didn't accept this, the Netziv, because the Mishnah Berurah in other places does quote this idea of voluntary Kriyas HaTorahs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the beginning of Chos Pesach by the first 12 days of Nisan. There used to be a minhag in some communities, but each day of the first 12 days of Nisan, they would take out the Sefer Torah after davening and lay in each day of the Nisiyim. Each day, the third day of Nisan, sixth day of Nisan, tenth day of Nisan, they would lay in that Nasi, albeit without a bracha. According to the Netziv, that's also, you can't do that. According to the Netziv, by doing that, you're opening yourself up for a bitul mitzvah deraisa Birchas HaTorah, whereas the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have any qualms with that. Mishnah Berurah quotes that minhag, doesn't say it's bad, doesn't say it's problematic. Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming, like you hear, like he writes in Siman Mem Zayin, in Birchas HaTorah, that we don't accept Yeshua Shalmi. We hold that Birchas HaTorah, whether it's Derai Seder Rabbanon, that's in the morning. Whatever happens later in the day is irrelevant. So therefore, there's nothing wrong, says Mishnah Berurah, with laning without a bracha. So those who have the minhag by the Chazan Sefer Torah is to take out the Sefer Torah and to lane, or those who have the minhag to lane in Chedesh Nisan are following the Psach of the Mishnah Berurah. Those who don't follow those minhagim are because they're concerned lest we take out a Sefer Torah without making a bracha. It would all be the same things, right? It would all be the same, right? It would be all the same issue.
Would be opposed to that.
According to it, would be opposed to all these extracurricular ladings, right? That's right, that's right. That was somewhere opposed to that, right? Some wanted to question whether you should take out the Sefer Torah, the lane for women, Pasha Zachar, because according to the Rishonim, maybe you're also becoming Meshubet in Brech Zatara, and you can't make the Bracha because we already lane Zachar an hour ago, so what are you making a Bracha now? So,
why is that a public laning?
Oh, so the question is it a public laning or not? So there are those who are machmid when they take out the Sefer Torah at the lane for the women Pasha Zachar, so they make sure there are 10 men who are hanging around also. Why is that? Because there are some who say Pasha Zachar has to be fulfilled in a tzibur. So now you're once again, you're nochamol pickle. You want to have a tzibur here to fulfill Pasha Zachar, but once you have a tzibur here, then you have to have a bracha maybe according to Rishami. So yeah, no matter which way you turn this, if you go with the route in the Mishnah Berurah wasn't covered with this whole problem. He said everything's okay. You can lane Pasha Zachar for the ladies. You can lane Nesiim. You can lane Sefer Devarim, Hashanah, you can do whatever you want. Any lane, you can do whatever you want. There's no need to make a bracha. The only time you make a bracha when you mamish mechuyev midirabanan to lane. But according to Netziv's Cheshvan and the Rishami, it would come up to be something that one should try to avoid.
Just understand the Rishami again. Even if there's no chiyuv in listening to Kriyas HaTorah, it still becomes a deraisa by being
the tzibur. No, because Kriyas HaTorah bepashas is only midirabanan. It means that there's an independent mitzvah d'araisa, when you have learning Torah out of a tzibur, joining together in a kriyas haTorah, that warrants a bracha d'araisa. Assuming that this bracha is really a bracha mid'araisa, or even if you hold the other sheet that's a bracha mid'rabbanan, the question is, what exactly is the nature of this bracha? What type of a bracha is this all about? So, in the third of the Marmakomos, there is a machlokes, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the following opinion. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin quotes a mahar b'divrei Torah ein hatzorach levarech. And the person is merely thinking words of Torah. He's not actually verbalizing. He's not actually speaking words of Torah. So he need not recite a bracha. The Ramah accepts this also. Says the Ramah, based on this, let's say a person has to pass in a shayla. Someone comes and asks me a shayla, and I haven't yet said birchas haTorah. So can I answer the shayla or not? So the Ramah says, depends. If I just say mutter asur, whatever the answer is, kosher or treif, that's okay. That's not divrei Torah. I didn't say anything yet. Even though I'm clearly thinking through, why am I saying mutter? Because of reason X, Y, and Z. But that's like hero b'divrei Torah, and that doesn't warrant a bracha. But if I start to explain why I'm, I say, let me explain to you why it's mutter. It's mutter because it's a machlekes Rambam. I start to give you a whole shiur klali as to why it's mutter. So then I am speaking divrei Torah before reciting a bracha, which is not appropriate. So both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are right that as long as you're doing a derech hiror, that's okay. So comes the Mishnah Berurah. In the fourth of the Ramakamos, in the middle of the first line, he writes, V'hagrab b'yura cholik alzeh. So says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the name of the Gra, that this whole thing is not true. The Gra held that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah, even our hearer. V'sviru le'dlo garazem yakar mikubu v'ad tzuch levarech. He says, avad, you have to recite a Birchas HaTorah, even on just mere hearer. What was the raya of the Gra? So I didn't put the Gra itself in the Ramakamos, but the raya of the Gra was, that's a Beferish Apostle. In Sefer Yeshua, it says, "V'agisibah yom v'alayla lahagos," means to think, means to meditate, to concentrate on. You see that the Navi describes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, "V'agisibah yom v'alayla." So it says the Gra, what's the difference whether you're sitting and thinking about the Vritara or whether you're verbalizing the Vritara? It's all the same thing. So it says the Gra, why in the world should you differentiate between whether you're thinking in the Vritara or whether you're speaking in the Vritara? It's all the same mitzvah. So what's Pshat the Shulchan Aruch? Why the Shulchan Aruch? Why the Ramah? Why do they think otherwise? So one could suggest several reasons why perhaps one could disagree with the Gra's Raya. Maybe one could argue that it's true that one fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by merely thinking Torah. That's true. But maybe there's a klal somehow in Hanuchas Brachas The brachas only relate to a maisa. Brachas only relate to something significant. You can't have a bracha on just a machshava. So we're not questioning that you're yaitu the mitzvah with a machshava, but maybe it's a klal anuchas brachas, that the brachas and mitzvah is never recited and something is flimsy, something is, you know, kind of up in the air as a machshava. Mashal amad avadome. So the Beis Yosef writes a similar idea by Erev Pesach. When a person is mevatel chometz, as we come to the Monday night show, we speak about this a lot, that when a person is mevatel chometz, so he, according to many Rishonim, he's mamash yotzei mitzvah. According to many, it's a mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. So how come you never make a bracha? Nobody ever heard of such a thing. Asher kedishon mitzvah sefer levatel chometz, and now let me think kochamir v'chamia. Why not? Because bittul chometz, according to most Rishonim, does not have to be articulated. Does not have to be said b'peh. The lashon haGemara is mevatel belibo b'daya. So most of Rishonim take the Gemara mamish literally. As long as in your mind, in your heart, you think the chometz is kiyah for the ara, that's sufficient. So says the Beis Yosef, a mitzvah that's performed in your heart, how can you make a bracha shekidishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu? That conjures up the image of doing something, of saying something, doing some kind of a maisa, any mitzvah that's done in your lave, so something you can't really make a bracha on that. So maybe that's the reason why the Mechaber and the Ramah shy away from reciting a bracha on just merely thinking of the Torah. But maybe it's more than that. Maybe the reason why the Mechaber and the Ramah don't accept the view of the Gra, where they hold that you don't make a bracha on Hiror, not because you're not yaitzei the mitzvah. Of course you're yaitzei the mitzvah. But maybe they're of the opinion that the bracha of Birchas Torah is not really on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The reason why we recite a bracha is not because, like, I make a bracha before I put on tefillin, I make a bracha before I shake a lulav, I make a bracha before I light chanukah candles. That's a different, those are different brachas. Those are brachas that relate to the mitzvah. The bracha of Birchas Torah is not so much a bracha on the mitzvah of Torah, it's more bracha on the experience of Torah. It's almost like what we would call a brachas hashavach. It's a bracha celebrating, it's a bracha praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the very existence of Torah, not because I'm about to do mitzvah X, Y, and Z, but the fact that I'm so excited about being involved in Talmud Torah, that warrants a bracha. It's a different type of a bracha. We have several brachas that may touch on that. There is a big machlekes in Rishon about the bracha that we recite under the chuppah. We recite a bracha, a long, long bracha right before you get married. So what's the nature of that bracha? So the Rambam writes, that's just a bracha mitzvah, just a plain and simple bracha mitzvah. You're about to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married, you make a bracha. So the Rosh in Maseches Ksubis writes, he doesn't think that's true. The Rosh writes that the mitzvah, first of all, of getting married is not really a mitzvah in and of itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah of having children. So it wouldn't even warrant the bracha in the first place. And if you look at the nusach ha-bracha that we say under the chuppah, it's a very, very strange bracha. We say, Asher kidishan of mitzvaysa v'tzivan l'arayas. We praise the Kodesh Baruch for giving us the dinim of gili arayas and for giving us the dinim of our rusos, that we're not allowed to be with our wives until after chuppah. We speak about all the no's, all the negativity, and then we conclude with mekadesh ha-meso v'ayde chuppah kedushin. Who ever heard of a brachas a mitzvah like that? Since when do we make a bracha on Isurim? Since when do we imagine a person walks past McDonald's and they're about to go in and they say, oh, I'm not going to go in. Baruch Adonai Hashem, Kedishon Mitzvah, not to eat cheeseburgers. A guy's about to do Malach on Shabbos, oh, Hashem, Kedishon Mitzvah, not to draw Mekra on Shabbos. You don't make a bracha on Isurim. Brachas are on mitzvahs. So what kind of a strange, the bracha that we recite under the chuppah. So the Rosh says, it's not strange at all, because the premise of your question is incorrect. Says the Rosh, the bracha under the chuppah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddushin. There is no mitzvah per se of Kiddushin. It's a bracha on the institution of marriage, not on the mitzvah of marriage. Marriage is such a beautiful, wonderful thing. You want to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu for the wonderful institution of marriage. So therefore, we highlight, look at what the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us Kiddushin. And therefore, we have to be careful who we marry. And there's the Nisar Arayas, and there's the Dinam of Arusos. Mekadosh Arusos, Chuba Kiddushin. We're so excited about the beautiful, the halachic institution of Kiddushin, Chuba Kiddushin, that we recite a bracha on that. So that's what one could argue, that's what Birchas HaTorah is also. The reason why I have to recite a bracha before I learn is not because Hinni Mucham Zuman about to do a mitzvah, therefore I make a bracha like putting on tefillin or shaking a lulav. No, it's a different kind of a bracha. It's a bracha of a Birchas HaShevach. It praises a Kaddish Bracha for Torah rather than in the midst of Talmud Torah. If that's the case, so then maybe one could argue that a Birchas HaShevach is only when the experience is complete. So it's true, a person fulfills the technical mitzvah of Talmud Torah by sitting and thinking in Devar Torah. Can't argue. A guy sitting on the train and chasming over in his mind the Devar Torah, he's yet to the mitzvah derais of Talmud Torah. But in terms of the experience of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a difference between a person who's just sitting and thinking in Torah or a person who's speaking in Torah. Speaking in Torah is what warrants the Berachas HaShevach. One could suggest that maybe Berachas HaTorah is almost a combination of the two. maybe there is an element, there is a dimension of Birchas HaMitzvah to it, relating to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and there's also an element of Birchas HaShevach. And that may be ultimately behind what's the two brachas that we recite. So we mentioned a few minutes ago that we recite multiple brachas. So if even if you just listen to the brachas, the one bracha sounds very, very Birchas HaMitzvah oriented. Especially according to those who Shonim will say, end of Pasuk, end of bracha, the next Taharav knows a new bracha. That bracha is very hard to explain away that bracha anything else but a Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher kiddushanu mitzvah yisavitzivanu lasik with the mitzvah. It's a mamash bracha relating specifically to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then we speak about other brachas, much more flowery brachas. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nasal lanas terasel. Notice we didn't say a word about Asher kiddushanu in there. V'harevna, we ask HaKadosh Baruch we should enjoy the Torah melamit olam Yisrael. Not a mention, not a word, not a remez about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it could be that both sides of the Shaila, right? The Birchas HaTorah has a little bit of both to it. That the first bracha it relates to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the subsequent brachas perhaps relate to the Shevach of Torah.
Papa, why is it if you forget and you repeat, I would have said you should say the Birchas HaMitzvah, not the Birchas HaShevach?
So unless one wants to argue that on the level of the Araisa, maybe the bracha is really Birchas HaShevach. Because the whole institution of Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't really exist in the Torah. According to most opinions, the bracha you make before putting on tefillin, that's only Dirabbanan. The bracha you make for shaking a lulav, blowing shofar, those are all Dirabbanan. The Torah doesn't recognize the notion of a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Torah does recognize the notion of a Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is mamash of Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaNanin maybe. So it could be that even the Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, it's really the Birchas HaShevach part that's deraisa. Because if you look in the Pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekrav HaGoydel Elokeinu, say great things to the Rabban Shalom. It doesn't say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Yisavitzivanu. So it could be that the Bracha deraisa is more of a Birchas HaShevach than it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Are there any other nafkaminas ladinda that emanate from the Shaila, even aniach that's a Bracha deraisa, does it really matter to us whether the nature of the Bracha is more of a Mitzvah oriented or whether the nature of the Bracha is more of a Shevach oriented? So the Shulchan Aruch in the 5th of the Ramakomis quotes in Sifya Dalet, Noshim Bevarchas Birchas HaTorah. He quotes the almost universal practice that women recite Birchas HaTorah. So even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes it without any hesitation, the Rishonim who discussed this with the Beis Yosef actually quotes, were very, very concerned with where this comes from. Why should it be that women should recite Birchas HaTorah? We know there's a general question whenever you have a mitzvah that women are pturus from, is it appropriate or inappropriate for them to volunteer to recite the bracha? So as Ashkenazim, we're familiar with the practice when women shake a lulav, they make a bracha, they sit in the sukkah, they make a bracha, but the Sfarim don't do that. The reason is because the Rambam held that unless you're chayav in a particular mitzvah, you cannot recite a bracha. And the Ramah quotes Rabbi Natama, says, no, you can even recite the bracha even if you're not obligated. You're an Eina Mitzvah V'yaisa. You're volunteering to do it, that's also okay. But the Shulchan Aruch, who himself in other areas of Halacha, quotes the Shittas Rambam, the Sfaradi view, Adayim Ezeh, that women do not volunteer to recite brachas on mitzvahs they're exempt from. So how come the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, everything's different? When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, women do recite the bracha. Why is that? Manishtana Birchas HaTorah. So the sixth of the Rambam comes to Bir Halacha, written by the Chavetz Chaim and the Mishneh Berurah. So the Bir Halacha quotes the conventional reasons why women do recite Birchas HaTorah, even according to the Sfaradi tradition. Hatam, so one reason is because women are obligated in Talmud Torah to some extent to learn those parts of Torah that's relevant to them. Or other reasons that are given, women have to say karbonos in the morning perhaps because it's part of davening and that's also a type of a limud Torah. So it comes out that there are some real reasons why women may actually be obligated in Birchas HaTorah. Ulefiza atam, according to these reasons, yichol lahotzi Birchas HaTorah es ha'ish, that if a woman wants to be motzi a man, putting aside any other tzinius issues, but just in terms of pure halacha, if a woman wants to be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah, technically it would work, because she's mamish chayavis. When the Shulchan Aruch says, noshim mevarchos, it means the mamish chayavis. V'chein kasva prima gadim behedya, that would work. V'agra bevir chalik al zeatam. The Gra disagreed with all this. Alatam the mevarchos who after p'tir b'tayra, kumach b'cholos levarach v'lom v'tzivanad, l'agriya mikom mitzvah sesh ezman grama, the kaimlan d'cholos levarach alayit. So the Gra writes, no, the whole thing is not true. The Gra claims that according to the Svardim, you really shouldn't recite Birchas HaTorah. The women should not say Birchas HaTorah. The only reason why we justify women saying Birchas HaTorah is because we're Ashkenazim, so we let the women make brachas on lulav and sukkah, etc. So too they can make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Well, the fee's that, and the Mishneh Berurah continues towards the end of the third line from the bottom. So therefore, a woman would not be able to be motzi a man. If you hold that women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah, then they can be motzi amen. If you hold it, they're not obligated. They're just volunteering the bracha, then they can't be motzi amen. So we had a shayla, ma'aseh shayka chayit, it happened to me. It was soon after we got married. We were flying somewhere with my wife. And there's always a shayla when you fly. Do you sleep long enough to have to make another bracha? Not make another bracha. So I wasn't exactly sure whether I was chayv in birchas Torah. So my wife had got a better sleep in than I did. So I thought she should recite the birchas Torah. So I asked her, since I wasn't sure whether they say birchas Torah, it's a whole shayla, the suffix. So I said, you say birchas Torah and have in mind to be motzi me. So I had in mind this bracha locha. That according to many poskim, women are mamash chayavos in birchas Torah. So therefore, a woman would be able to be motzi a man. Said, if you hold the women are only peturos, then they wouldn't be able to be motzi a man. So I think at the time, my wife thought I was absolutely crazy. She didn't know where, what hit her. So I said, it's a long story. I'll share the bracha locha another time. But tachas, right now, just say birchas Torah and misafik, at least I'll be, I'd say. This whole discussion that the poskim are having about whether women can say Birchas Torah, are obligated, or pturos from Birchas Torah, this is all working with an assumption that Birchas Torah is a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which raises a red flag if women are pturos from Talmud Torah to some degree, so then why should they or should they not say Birchas Torah? So that's really the Grohl Shitasa. The Grohl learned before that Birchas Torah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore you make a bracha even on just thinking the Birchas Torah. So the Grohl was bothered, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then why should women say it? But there are others who disagree with this whole discussion and say, no, Birchas Torah is not a Birchas Mitzvah. It's a Birchas Shevach. It's a praise for Torah. It's a praise for Torah. Women are also excited about Torah. Whether they're chayavos, not chayavos, it's irrelevant. When you're dealing with the Birchas Mitzvah, so then you have to pilpul. Can you say Asher, can you shanu, mitzvah yisiv tivanu, on something that you're not technically chayav in? So that's a machlek yisiv yishonim. The Ran raised the question, how could a woman say with a straight face that shekidishan mitzvah? It's pasha not true. She's going to make a shekidishan before she takes a lulav. She's going to make a shekidishan before leishah b'sof. It's pasha not true. She's not mitzvah. So the Ran writes that no, that the loshav mitzivanu is b'loshin rabim. It's all going cloudy Yisrael. Shekidishan mitzvah mitzivanu. Because Baruch Hu was mekadesh all of us. He was mitzava all of us. So not me personally, but me as part of cloudy Yisrael. I'm part of the greater good, the common tzibur. So I'm saying the bracha b'loshin rabim. That's why I always say that the Hasidim can't follow that run. Because when a chassid says, Asher kidishani, mitzvah yisav mitzivani, so it's b'lashon yachid, so that's not fair. But on a more serious note. So this idea that Birchas HaTorah may not even be Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe it's a Birchas HaShevach. So how would you formulate this Birchas HaShevach? What kind of Birchas HaShevach is this? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted by his son, Reb Brisker Rav, as formulating the following way. This is about as classic Reb Chaim Brisk as you can get. Whenever you use the term cheftza, so cheftza by definition means like an object, something tangible. This shtender is a cheftza. This piece of paper is a cheftza. So Reb Chaim coined the phrase cheftza and he says, there's a cheftza shel Torah. It's not tangible. How can it be a cheftza? That's Reb Chaim called it a cheftza. It's called a cheftza. It's a cheftza shel Torah. So it says Reb Chaim, Birchas HaTorah is a bracha not on the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on the experiencing of the cheftza shel Torah. The fact that I'm connecting with the cheftza, I'm connecting with the entity of Torah. Whether I'm a man, whether I'm a woman, it's totally irrelevant. Every Jew who connects with Torah is ki shem Hashem ekor havo gedol lekeinu. Whether you're formally fulfilling a mitzvah or not, zimam shlamav lamerid. A woman is obligated min haTorah pashtus in Birchas HaTorah, according to those who say Birchas HaTorah is their Raisa, not because she is chayev, it's not chayev in Talmud Torah. That's an irrelevant, moot discussion, says Reb Chaim. Because the essence of the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the maisa mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a bracha on the entity, on the experience of linking up, joining together with the cheftza shel Torah. So, Kopanim, we still have our original question. That's why I left a question mark in the Maror Mekomos. Birchas HaTorah midaraisa midarabanan, because it's not resolved. The Ramban says it's deraisa, the Rambam says it's a derabanan. We're not even sure the Shagasai. We don't even sure how to pask it 100%. We try to avoid the Sfeika Shal if we can. If we're stuck, we will make a bracha, maybe only one bracha. Even assuming that this bracha is a bracha on the level of deraisa, we're not quite sure what to call it deraisa. Is it more in the realm of a birchas a mitzvah deraisa? Is it more in the realm of a birchas a shevach deraisa? It has nafkaminas in terms of learning at the hearer. It has nafkaminas in terms of women's role, in terms of this bracha. So we have two different shailas that are now merging together in terms of Birchas HaTorah. We're not quite sure what the source of Birchas HaTorah is. Is it deraisa derabanan? And secondly, we're not quite sure what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is as well. So hopefully, Beit Hashem, next week, we'll try to speak a little bit more about Birchas HaTorah, some of the more practical issues that play out. But this was really, in a sense, the introduction, the background, to what the essence, what the very nature of Birchas HaTorah is all about.
Say about an Eved connected to Torah like a woman?
I think that would depend.